From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung promotes inter-Korean peace and reconciliation at a ceremony marking the 80th anniversary of Liberation Day. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba expresses remorse in his memorial address for the war dead on the 80th anniversary of World War II, the first such expression in 13 years. And heat wave advisories are in place once again in Seoul and other areas in the central region. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. President Lee Jae-myung spoke out in favor of inter-Korean peace and reconciliation at a Liberation Day event Friday. In celebrating the 80th anniversary of Korea's liberation from Japan at the end of World War II, he also drew parallels between the 20th century fight for Korean independence and present-day efforts to protect democracy in South Korea. Gu Hee-jin has more.
President Lee Jae-myung has issued a message of reconciliation to North Korea in an effort to revive stalled inter-Korean dialogue. Lee on Friday delivered a speech at a government event to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Korea's independence after 35 years of Japanese colonial occupation.
우선 현재 북측의 체제를 존중하고
I'd like to make it clear that we respect the current regime in the North and will not pursue reunification by absorption in any form. We have no hostile intentions towards the North.
특히 남북 간 우발적 충돌 방지와
I would like to preemptively restore the September 19th inter-Korean military agreement in phases in order to prevent accidental clashes and build military trust between the two sides.
Citing the South's recent decision to suspend border loudspeaker broadcasts and anti-Pyongyang leaflet activities, Lee said his government will restore trust and communication with the North. On South Korea-Japan relations, Lee sought to dispel concerns that his liberalist government may not be able to maintain the close cooperation his predecessor restored after years of strained ties.
국익중심 실용 외교의 원칙으로 셔틀 외교를 통해 자주 만나고
Under the principle of national interest-based pragmatic diplomacy, the government will seek future-oriented mutual cooperation with Japan by frequently holding meetings and candid discussion via shuttle diplomacy.
During Friday's event, the president urged the Korean people to safeguard what he called the light reclaimed in liberation from Japanese colonialism, likening the struggle for Korea's independence to the resistance to his predecessor's failed martial law bid. He is continuing that narrative at a public event Friday evening in downtown Seoul to receive a symbolic certificate of appointment from 80 people his government selected to highlight what it sees as the victory of the light against darkness. Gu Hee-jin, KBS World Radio News.
The government is holding a symbolic ceremony on Liberation Day evening, where 80 civic representatives will duly present a certificate appointing President Lee Jae-myung as president. Some 10,000 people are attending the People's Appointment Ceremony at Gwanghwamun Square in central Seoul at 8 p.m. Friday, on the 80th anniversary of Korea's liberation from Japanese colonial rule. He took office with no inauguration ceremony on June 3rd, a day after he won the presidential election in the wake of his predecessor Yoon Suk-yeol's failed martial law attempt on December 3rd and subsequent ouster. Still, opposition parties have slammed the event, with the People Power Party declining to take part in what it called President Lee's self-coronation, and the minor opposition reform party saying the historical significance of Liberation Day celebrations should not be taken advantage of. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has expressed remorse in his memorial address for the war dead on the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. In the speech at the National Memorial Ceremony for the War Dead in Tokyo on Friday, Ishiba said Japan must never repeat the tragedy of war. He added that the Japanese people must etch the remorse and lessons of that war deeply into their hearts. This marks the first time in 13 years that a Japanese prime minister has used the word remorse in a memorial speech for the war dead on August 15th.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un stressed his country's close ties with Russia in a congratulatory speech at a ceremony marking the 80th anniversary of Korean liberation from Japanese colonial rule. The North Korean Central News Agency said Friday that Kim delivered the speech the previous day at the Plaza of the Arch of Triumph in Pyongyang. In the speech, Kim reportedly said friendly relations between North Korea and Russia have developed into an alliance that is unprecedented in history, having grown stronger through a joint struggle to prevent the revival of neo-Nazism and to safeguard sovereignty, security, and international justice. Kim also said Pyongyang and Moscow are once again making history in the ongoing struggle to protect national sovereignty. An annual KBS survey of South Koreans' sentiment on unification has shown that anxiousness over security has dropped 14 percentage points from last year to 64.5% due to the recent ease in cross-border tensions. Respondents who were negative toward North Korea also fell 6.5 percentage points to 81.6%. 65.6% agreed on the need for unification, but 48.6% said it's hard to achieve in a short time or an entirely impossible goal. About three-quarters of the respondents supported the government's peace overtures to the North, such as dismantling propaganda loudspeakers on the border. The survey, conducted on 1,582 people aged 19 and upwards for 3 days from July 30th, has a confidence level of 95%, with a margin of error of plus or minus 2.5 percentage points. Independent lawmaker Lee Chun-sok has returned home after being questioned for nearly 8 hours over allegations that he traded stocks under his aide's name. Returning home from the police station on Friday, he offered an apology to the public for causing controversy and vowed to continue to faithfully cooperate with the investigation. But Lee, who left the ruling Democratic Party over the controversy, did not respond to reporters who asked if he did what he was accused of. Police reportedly grilled Lee on whether he used his aide's name to open a securities account and conduct transactions, and whether he engaged in insider trading over a long period of time. The four-term lawmaker faced backlash earlier this month after a local media outlet published a photo allegedly showing him trading stocks under his aide's name on a mobile phone during a plenary session. Paju, a border city in Gyeonggi Province, said Friday that it will reopen its peace-themed hiking trails along the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas starting September 4th. The city opened the trails April 18th, but temporarily suspended the program during July and August to prevent safety risks in the extreme summer heat and heavy rains. The DMZ hiking trails are part of efforts to transform the heavily fortified DMZ into a zone of peace and are divided into three routes that are normally closed to the public. The three courses include places with great significance for inter-Korean relations, such as Imjingak Pavilion and Dorasan Peace Park. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.